It's a Wiki Wednesday on Rock University. Rock, 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 Rock University.
Hello, I'm your host, Jared Seitz. And today we have a very good show for you here on Rock U Radio. We got our guest, Nolan Gull, who will be singing some songs for us. He'll be accompanied by Romany Oney, who was on our show last week, playing with Kermit the Toad. Yeah. And then we got Natalie DePaulis back from our first show. It's a reunion. We got someone from the first show, someone from the second show, bringing on someone from the third show for the third show. It's going to be a good one, guys. It's going to be a good one.
And by the way, I'm still here.
Yeah, we're finally here because we're a little late start today. We're off by how long? How long did that take?
A lot of minutes. That took 23 minutes.
So we'd pretty much be done with the show by now.
Yeah, we'd just about be done.
But we're kind of a little behind because technology was kicking our butts.
Also, by the way, no, the reason why I said I'm still here is because you didn't introduce me.
Oh, yeah, everybody, this is our co-host. They know you by now. This is our co-host, Vinny. Say hi to the people, Vinny.
Hello, people.
There we go.
There we go. I feel much better now because I was
honestly
worried.
Okay, we're going to have to start over.
Yeah, we might have to start over.
All right, well.
No, JK. Man. We're not going to start over.
Okay.
Unless you want to.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we already started over once. Okay, so that's why we're a little late today. And then we got our good old buddies at RMU Century Media to help us out there. So got that all squared away.
Yeah, shout out to Avon.
Yeah, shout out to Avon helping us out because we don't know how this stuff works exactly.
Yeah,
so
people come in here and change settings.
God bless him.
Yeah, exactly. And God bless the USA.
God bless the USA.
By the way, are you excited for the 4th of July?
Am I excited for the 4th? It's a little early.
But, I mean, people talk about Christmas in July, so it's only appropriate to talk about the 4th of July around Christmas time.
I guess they have Christmas in July.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the 4th of July. It's kind of all right.
I like the 4th of July.
It's all right. I mean, I like barbecuing and stuff, but, you know, so it's all right.
I'm a fan.
It's a good holiday.
I'm not going to act
like it's my favorite holiday, but it's a good holiday.
It is a good holiday.
Celebrates America.
America.
America. So, yesterday, we had a good old Rock U club meeting, and we made some ornaments, Christmas ornaments.
They were beautiful.
For a Christmas tree. They're beautiful. I got about, how many did we make, like 14?
I have no idea.
See, Avi came to me from student government, and he was like, hey, Jarrett, can you and your club mates make an ornament, like an ornament, one? I'm like, well, yeah, we can make an ornament. Can we make, like, a bunch of ornaments? He's like, well, yeah, sure. I don't think he's going to be expecting me to roll up there with 14 ornaments. Like, okay, we got Rocky ornaments coming out of our ears. We're ready to go.
Yeah, it was a fun meeting yesterday, pizza and ornaments.
Oh, yeah, we had pizza, crafts.
I mean, what else could
guitar.
You ever want in life?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was one of our best meetings ever, I think.
I think so.
So, speaking of which, we have our club meetings every Tuesday at 7:45 in the cafeteria to anyone who wants to come by. Sometimes we have pizza and crafts, not just instruments and music. So, come on by.
That should be our new slogan. Rock you. Sometimes we have pizza and crafts.
Rock you. Sometimes we got stuff that you'll enjoy.
Maybe. But, I mean, I was pretty much a hater of the crafts anyway, so.
Yeah, you were hating on the crafts hard.
I had
a heated moment with you there, Vinny.
Yeah, we did.
I got a little
we
upset kind of
butt heads a little bit.
Hey, how are the crafts going? Vinny, get out of here.
Yeah.
You're ruining my good time.
They thought I was being really condescending, but I wasn't trying to be.
Oh,
to
you
be
should
honest.
Have heard him. You should have heard him.
Guess graceful. It was like you had to be there.
It was just so uncalled for, Vinny.
I'll be known as the crafts hater for the rest of my life.
Absolutely uncalled for.
All right.
But yeah, it was a good meeting. Had a good one. So I don't really have many music things on campus for us today, man. Like it's finals week's coming up.
Yeah.
Nobody's really doing anything. The blues, what was it called? Bringing the Blues to RMU.
To RMU. Yeah.
It was on the 3rd. Turned out pretty good, I heard. I wasn't able to make it because, of course, I was swamped with homework.
Yeah, same. So.
Didn't really get to make it to it, but I heard it was great. I heard it was awesome. So that's about it for RMU music stuff going on campus. RMU
music events.
We have like another meeting this semester, two more meetings this semester.
I think we've got two.
Yeah, two more Tuesdays this semester. So come on by. Come join up so that next semester you can really kick it off with us because we're going to have more fun events.
Oh,
maybe
yeah,
crafts,
we're going to have all
maybe
kinds
pizza.
Of stuff. There will definitely be pizza at some point.
Yeah.
Not all the time, though.
Yep. So I added a couple songs to the calendar. We'll launch into the Pittsburgh concerts coming up. I didn't have a whole lot of them, a whole lot of new ones. We'll get right into December because I think we hit November pretty good the last two shows. But December, we got the Nutcracker at the Benidorm.
We talked about
all
this.
Month, pretty much all month. So if you like ballet, you like Christmas, get out there and go see that. It's
yeah, man.
It's a classic.
I like the Nutcracker.
Yeah, so that'll be going on at the Benidorm all month. So I got this one, Vinny. I saw this. I couldn't help but start freaking laughing.
All right.
So on the 6th of December, have you ever heard of the band Dawkins?
Dawkins, no.
Dawkins. We got Dawkin coming to Jurgles at 8 p.m.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so Dawkin is like this hair metal band from the 80s, Vinny.
Okay.
And they're pretty cool. And the reason
I'm surprised I haven't heard of them if they're a hair
man,
metal band, to be honest with
yeah,
you. Is there like a song I would know by them?
Probably not.
Okay.
They're pretty good, though. I had a friend who was real into hair metal when I was in probably, what grade would that have been? Eighth grade. His name's Robbie Ivanko.
Uh-huh.
Me and him, you know, we used to be in bands together when we were, like, younger and, like, play music. We did NHS Day and stuff.
Yeah.
But we did a Dawkins song, and it's, like, hair metal. We did this song, Into the Fire, and
okay.
That's what made me laugh, because Into the Fire just started going through my head as soon as I saw that Dawkins, like,
Dawkins.
Hair metal title album thing for the show.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my gosh, Dawkins, where have you been?
So it's, like, we needed them kind of deal.
They're good. Yeah.
Like they needed to come back. By the way, yeah. I don't know if you noticed, but Roman and Natalie were like freaking out about Dawkins.
I saw.
So if you have any words about Dawkins, feel free. I mean, there's a mic right in front of your face. You can talk about Dawkins. I don't know anything about them.
First,
go for it.
Okay. Like, I remembered hearing a Dawkins song on the soundtrack of Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors, one of my favorite songs.
That's one in the swear jar.
Yeah, there's one in the swear jar. That's a dollar in the swear jar.
That's a bad one.
That's all right.
Anyway.
Keep going.
And I, like, now that you told me that they're coming, the 6th?
Of the 6th of December.
6th of December.
At Jurgles. Jurgles Rhythm Grill.
Jurgles Rhythm Bar and Grill. I hear
Jurgles.
That advertised on DVE
all the time.
Never been there.
Yep, Jurgles.
That's a new one.
8 p.m. Check out that show. Dawkins.
I'm gonna
yeah,
try to
it's
go
like
to
hair
that.
Metal at its finest.
Where is Jerkles?
I don't know.
I don't actually know either. Like I said, I only hear it advertised on DVD.
I only give
it.
You enough to Google it, dog.
I've never heard of Jerkles.
It's like a little.
I guess you don't listen to the radio.
It's
then.
Like a bar and grill.
Much.
Yeah,
yeah,
Mark
just
Madden
says
is always telling me about Jerkles.
Yeah,
not
Mark
in cars
Madden.
Anymore,
DVD.
I've been here.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. So. Well, the month of December, I got things for every genre, guys. I ain't just got 80s hair metal for you. On the 9th of December, I got the Pittsburgh Doo-Wop Big Band Christmas show.
That sounds like
to
a
town.
Hootin' hollering good time.
A hootin' hollering good time, brother. It's a good time. Do you like doo-wop? I like doo-wop music.
Dude, I don't even know if I like it, but that just sounds
listen to like,
amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Let me think. We're getting like the Four Seasons.
Uh-huh.
Is a good one.
All right.
Just check them out sometime. Doo-wop is like the best. Me and my older brother, Andrew, listen to doo-wop everywhere we drive.
Religiously.
It is like the greatest driving music ever. It makes the sunshine brighter, the grass greener.
Yeah.
You just get some doo-wop music going while you're driving a car, you'll be so happy.
Good vibes.
It's good vibes,
good
dude.
Vibes from
there's
doo-wop.
There's no bad vibes with the good old doo-wop music.
Sweet.
It's a good time.
Cool.
So 9th of December, I didn't really get a time. I'm a little lazy this week. So, but yeah, Pittsburgh doo-wop.
Doo-wop, doo-wop.
Now, December 12th, you got this band, I think they're called Swimmers.
Swimmers.
It's S-W-M-R-S. And, Vinny, I never heard of them. They're coming to Rex Theater, 7 p.m. December 12th. I hadn't heard of them. So, while you and Roman were out doing whatever, I was sitting there doing homework, and I threw on one of their albums, and it was called,
yeah.
like, Drive North, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Great. It's seriously, it's like... this experimental like punk thing going on, but then has like these poppier songs like Miss Your Kiss is on there, and it's like it was really good. I only got halfway through the album so far, but it was
positive experience,
and they're relatively newer, I believe.
All right, so how about so you've listened to half of it, out of ten, what would you give them?
Out of ten, I only listened to half an album.
That's fine. I mean, they probably only have one album if they're new. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you listen
so
to half
I got
material.
Half of their discography.
Yeah.
I would give it a 10. I love it. Like, right. I was jamming. All I was right. going nuts.
Cool.
So, I want to go to that show, but it's right during finals week.
Yeah, that's
like,
kind
that
of
is
issue.
The worst. I'm like, couldn't you come a week later when I'm on winter break?
That'd be nice.
And I'm sure the tickets aren't much because it's Rex Theater. Rex Theater never charges an arm and a leg
Shout
for
out
anything.
To Rex Theater.
Oh, Rex Theater rules. But, oh, yeah, they sound really awesome. If you haven't heard them, check them out because they are cool.
All right. Also, again, Natalie had something to say.
Oh,
about,
Natalie, you heard
yeah,
Swimmers?
She knows
what do you
them.
Think? You no, probably know more than I do.
Yeah, so to make a long story short, my friend invites me to a concert with her because she doesn't want to go alone, and Swimmers was one of the opening acts for the main band. Mm. We saw them live. They were absolutely amazing. So, like, seeing them live again...
What's the band, like, how many people are in the band? What's it like?
I believe there are 4 members. My memory can't serve me 100% right, though.
Do they have, like, a keyboardist? Or, like, they have this weird, like, tech there's something going on there.
I think they had a keyboardist, but yeah. I might be wrong.
Synth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like some sort of synth thing going on. It's like punk, garage, synth, and then they, like, do some poppier stuff, too,
yeah.
which is really
yeah, that's
like,
cool.
Like, they're really... Like, they showed up out of left field, and I think that soon they're going to be taken over. Like,
oh, yeah,
how 21 Pilots came out of nowhere, and the next thing you know, every high schooler was bowing at their feet.
yeah.
I think this is the next 21
Pilots. Once they mature
Pilots.
A little bit, really,
All right.
really get down their sound, I agree.
Yeah,
I think they're
like,
really
going to
blow up.
They're going to, like, I'm telling you right now, they are going to the top of the charts, like, soon. They're going to get really famous.
Right. Mark
I'm
our words. You have our words, Mark,
I'm
right here on the podcast.
It.
So
I'm calling it.
Yeah,
when
I'll
it
definitely
happens, we're going to be like, nah, I told you so.
I'll definitely check them out. What's the name again?
Swimmers. S-W-M-R-S.
Swimmers.
Because who needs vowels?
Swimmers.
Yeah,
Swimmers.
Swimmers.
Okay.
All right.
On to the next
Moving
one.
Moving on.
We got good old... I told you about the Legend of Zelda thing. We did a Zelda thing last show where I talked about that. The same day, though. The same day, though. Guess who else we got coming to town?
Donnie-ars!
Buddy.
Not Donnie.
Not Donnie.
All right.
Not this time. We have Trapped at
Trapped?
Diesel.
Dude,
Trapped.
Dude,
you know Trapped.
Do I know Trapped?
Do you know the song Headstrong?
Sing it to me.
Headstrong, gonna take you on. Headstrong, take
yeah,
on
yeah,
anyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
they
yeah,
play
yeah,
that song, and I know no other songs by them.
Headstrong. Okay.
If you love that song so much,
they,
like if
they,
you were in middle
you
school,
go see them.
Yeah, because oh man, I can't tell you how many times I've heard that in the weight room at school in like high school. Like it just always played.
Yeah.
So if you like that song, maybe they have other good songs. Maybe they are like prodigies, and I have no clue. All I know is Headstrong.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I think everybody's heard it. Even I've. Heard
I just saw
it,
that,
so.
And that's immediately I started singing Headstrong to myself. I'm like, right. Wow, here we go.
Cool.
Trapped, coming to Diesel.
Diesel.
Yep, good old Diesel.
All right, cool.
Oh, what else we got? We got Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
I already went on that tangent. But by the way, let me just say, I am going again this year.
You
are? I just got my tickets, yeah.
Dude,
I'm excited.
I want to go.
I'm really excited.
I don't know if I have the money, though, Vin. If you get a freed-up ticket, like, you know where I'm at. No one's going to lose their ticket for that. The Flying
Dragons exactly,
and levitating platforms.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Like, short of one of my parents getting sick. So I don't know, maybe. You're first on the list, though.
All right.
I'll put you there. You're the first to ask,
okay.
So you're first come, first serve, you know?
Nice.
All right. Nice.
Okay, so we got them coming on the 22nd, PPG Paints, 8 p.m. Go check them out. They rule. We got a Laser Floyd show at the Carnegie Science Center at midnight. We talked about that last time. That's on the 22nd. 24th, we got Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas play at the Benedum at 2 p.m. Classic story. Kids love it.
Almost
if you have little cousins, if you have little nephews, nieces,
hand.
Take them out. Oh, they love it. So
yeah.
That's Christmas Eve. Then after Christmas, the real present comes. This has nothing to do with music, but I had to bring it up.
All right.
WWE Live at PPG Paints Arena
dude,
on the 28th.
All right. Well, okay. When I think WWE, I haven't watched it in a really long time, but I think John Cena, Batista, Triple H, Shawn Michaels.
That's the only time I watched it. That's that's like what, eighth?
That was a long time ago. An Undertaker, especially. Undertaker was a man. He's old, though. Hold on. Go ahead, Roman.
You can't forget the Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, okay. Rey Mysterio. Yeah, he's cool.
Wasn't one of them like Scotty Too Hotty or something?
Yeah, he's older, though. I didn't really watch it when he was around.
Okay, I'm just ringing through my head.
Yeah, I don't think he's not super old, but I mean.
Yeah.
At least I don't think. Anyway, yeah, no, my one buddy, was big into WWE just a couple years ago for whatever reason. Then he started watching MMA and he realized he liked the real thing better.
Oh, I like MMA a lot more. I like watching
me too,
MMA.
So,
we got WWE.
But
Live.
WWE is a gem.
It is a gem. Now, wait, Hulk Hogan, was he was in the WWF?
Yeah, probably.
Before it was the WWE.
I mean, I'd assume so. So it's the same thing.
I'm not a historian on
neither
the WWE,
am I.
But.
But yeah, he was there. He did it. So is The Rock. And is The Rock still in it? The Rock was a wrestler, and then he wasn't a wrestler, and then he came back, I want to say 2012, maybe?
I have
he
no
came
clue.
Back. He did come back.
We know for a fact that, he's probably not doing it now because he's too busy making, 5-10 movies.
He's too busy being the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's favorite movie with The Rock in it.
Oh,
Tooth
my
Fairy.
My favorite movie.
Wait.
My
wait.
Favorite movie
iconic.
With The Rock is Iron Giant. Have you ever seen that movie? It's from the late 90s.
Is it the cartoon one?
The cartoon
one. Yeah,
it's
a cartoon one.
Guess
what character he plays?
Who?
The Iron Giant.
Are you serious?
Yes. And then in the post credits, they make him seem like I had the behind the scenes one because I'm a hardcore fan.
Yeah.
So in the behind the scenes, they make him out to be this huge hero. He's the star. He really dazzled. When all he did in the whole movie, they seriously show a part where he has a mic and headphones on and goes, Rock Tree. And then they just put this metal grinding effect over it. And then they make him out to be an Emmy Award winning. Guy, it was so hilarious.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they made.
I'm excited.
I'll have to bust out
I'm gonna
the DVD.
Have to, yeah, we're
I'll
gonna have to have a watch party
after break. I'll bring it up so we can watch
all
that.
Right.
It was directed by Brad Bird.
Is that a Disney movie?
No. I don't think. No, all it was right. Directed by some other guys. I don't know.
Some other guys. I don't know. It seems like a Disney movie though. To be honest,
it does look
because I remember watching it as a kid. I don't remember what it's about, but
oh, it's good. It's
I know.
Good. It has
I
this 1950s Red Scare thing going on.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet. Yeah, they're cool. All worried about satellites and Sputnik. Yeah, there's guys in the diner talking about Sputnik and how the robots are going to take over, and that's why this Soviet paranoia is setting in.
Yeah.
So everyone's freaking out about this satellite, and then they hear that there's a robot, and everyone thinks it's crazy except for this one guy who's real into the Soviet conspiracies, works for the government, and
is
then
the
he's
guy
like trying
glasses?
To track
there's the guy
no he's
wait.
Like this
I
guy
might
in like
be
a detective hat
here.
And stuff. It's a good movie, Ben. We'll have to watch it.
It's got a mechanic in it, right? The one guy's a mechanic. I think I'm combining two movies.
Oh, not a mechanic. There's the one guy, he does art with scrap metal. His name's Dean. We'll watch it, and then we'll get back on it some other time.
All right, cool, yeah, because my memory of it, like I said, I watched it when I was a kid, once, so I don't...
Yeah.
I definitely combine it with another... I'm definitely combining two movies in my mind right now, but
I
do vaguely
are.
Remember it.
All right, we'll watch it sometime soon. And then at the end of the year, we got Too Many Zoos at Rex Theater at 9 p.m., so got that one in the
too
books for
zoos.
You. Yeah, we already talked about that
there's
one
just
last
one
week.
Too many.
Just one. How many too many?
Two.
Two too many? Two too yep. many zoos. With a Z.
Absolutely.
At the end. Zeus.
Yes.
Zoos. Dr. Seuss and Too Many Zeus. Okay. So that pretty much wraps it up for concerts in Pittsburgh in December. So go check them out. So we're going to roll on to our special guests, Nolan, Roman, Natalie. First, we're going to start off... Nolan's going to play us a song. What song are you going to play for us today?
Drive by the Cars.
Exciting.
Awesome. Now, I want to do a little interview with you before we do this. Where are you from?
I'm from Wilmerding. It's right next to Monroeville. It's
What is it?
Wilmerding. Nobody's ever heard of it.
Wilmerding?
Yeah.
All right. Wilmerding over by Monroeville. Do you know where Blairsville is?
I think.
It's farther down 22 from you, I think.
Yeah,
All
right, I'm sure I've heard of it. Like,
how do you say it? Wilmerding?
Wilmerding.
Wilmerding.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll have to look out for that. What got you into guitar?
Well, my dad had a ton around the house whenever I was little. And, I don't think that this had anything to do with it. This is just a fun story. But I whenever I was like two or so, maybe not even that. Maybe I was only a couple months old. I forget. But I ate at one of the tuning knobs off of a head of a guitar, and it came out the other end. And my parents found it, and they were like, "Oh, all right."
And from that moment on.
And from that moment on.
The guitar's always been inside of you?
It's always been. Since that moment? It's just been in my soul and in my
stomach.
Intestinal tract.
Your digestive tract was full of guitar.
So did your dad teach you how to play?
My dad started off teaching me how to play, and then eventually I took actual lessons for about a year.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. So you're going to play Drive by the Cars for us,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to get our other two amigos in here? All righty.
All right, man. As soon as you're situated, you are good to go. All right,
man.
Nice and comfy? Everything where you want?
Pretty good.
Gonna tell you when it's too late. Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. Oh, boy, who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna pick you up when you fall? Who's gonna hang it up when you call? Who's gonna pay attention to your dreams? Who's gonna plug your ears when you scream? You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. Goodbye. Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna hold you down when you shake? Who's gonna come around when you break? You can't go on. Nothing's wrong, but bye. Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Oh, you know you can't go on thinking nothing's wrong, but bye. Who's gonna drive you home tonight?
Hey, great job, man. That was awesome.
Yeah, Nolan, that was absolutely beautiful. I also I'm a big fan of 80s music. What got you into 80s music?
Oh, God. I love it so much. I don't know. My parents would always play it in the car growing up. And, like, I just can't get into modern music or any, like, other genre, you
Dude,
know?
Right? You grew up on that 80s yeah, and 90s
80,
stuff.
80s and before. A little bit of 90s. I dabble in a little bit of that. There's also a band called Bravery that came out, like, in the 2000s. I'm not sure if you guys heard of them.
No, I haven't.
They were pretty good for an album or two.
You ever hear of Darkness? They have this, like, weird 80s vibe to them. It's kind
of
cool.
I don't know if I have heard of them, but, yeah.
Darkness rules. Check them out. I think you'd like them. They're a more modern
Hello,
band.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
No, that's not quite. Garfunkel.
Yeah, I know.
I know you know.
I just
but, or at least I'd hope, yeah. Well, it wouldn't really matter. But, yeah, whenever I started, my first favorite band was actually The Police, which is what we're playing later. But, and I loved Message in a Bottle, and then I kind of
Regatta de Blanc.
In 7th and 8th grade, like, I started, like, listening to Metallica a bit.
Yes.
And which is also, yeah.
I have a Metallica shirt on right
now. Yeah, he does. Ride the Lightning. Yeah, I listened to a ton of that. And then eventually, like, I got in, like, the softer side of the 80s, you know, like, the pop, actually. Yeah. Like, not just, like,
the disco.
Thrash metal. Yeah. No, not disco.
I know.
Disco's dead by the
80s.
But yeah,
and then eventually I found this one band that my dad told me about. It was The Outfield. Uh-huh. And they're my absolute favorite band.
Oh, what's the song everyone knows by The Outfield?
Your Love. Everybody knows that song. If you don't know it by name, you'll hear it you'll immediately know it.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's a good song.
They have so many like unknown songs. It's unbelievable. I love them so much.
Wow.
Yeah, my best. They're the best.
So, you're gonna do Roxanne by The Police.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard the album Regatta de Blanc by The Police? It's like I think one of their first earlier albums.
I've heard
it. Has Message in the Bottle on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Any Other Day is on there.
I can't remember. It's been a while since I've listened to like deep into The Police.
Oh man, that's one of my favorite albums of all time. Yeah. And as soon as you said you're doing Roxanne, I'm like, oh. And then I listened to Roxanne, and I just listened to the entire... I made Roman sit there and listen to the entire album with me. He's like, I gotta go do homework. And they'd sit down and listen to a song, and they'd get up like he was gonna leave, and then he'd come right back, because it's such a good album. But I'm gonna quit talking and let them get set up so we can do this.
All right, yeah, guys, get yourself situated. Take a drink. Get those pipes ready for a tough song. Why don't you give him the stick and give Natalie the... Yeah, that'd make a little more sense, you know?
I'm a bit under the weather right now. Too.
Take it from the sound guy.
Sorry.
You did a good job.
I've got the mic setups.
Yeah, you did great.
I think you did an awesome job.
All right, thank you.
Cool. All right, so, Roman, stick that thing right in that guitar. There you go. That is perfect. Now I got to make sure I know what I'm doing here. That, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, we mixed them all.
Yeah, now the mics are all rearranged, and I got to make sure I know which number is which.
Make sure which one the ball is under.
Absolutely. So the vocal mic is 3. The guitar mic is 4. And your mic is 2. My mic is 1.
Yeah.
But mine's not moving.
Wonderful.
All right, guys. Well... Whenever you're ready, feel free to take it away. Go ahead.
Wait. One more.
One more sip.
Roxanne! You know my mind is made up. So put away your makeup. Told you once, I won't tell you again. It's a bad way. Roxanne, you don't have to put on a red light. Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light.
Roxanne,
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 put on the red light. Put on the red light.
Whoa.
Dude, that was so cool.
That was dope.
I never, like, imagined. Oh, that's so cool.
That was awesome. Yeah, that was really nice. Really nice. Nicely done, guys.
Wow. Guys, I have always wondered what Roxanne would sound like on an acoustic.
And now
and
I know.
Now I know. And that was really cool. Like, that made my day. Because I love that song. And to hear it with, like, an acoustic was just incredible.
I'm not going to lie. I think I like that more than the original.
Really?
Yeah, really. I'm actually not that big of a fan of that song.
Oh, thanks.
Regularly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, to really dampen the mood.
But, no. But, I was a fan of that.
Gotcha,
so, good job, guys. That was sweet.
Oh, that was great.
Thank you.
Good job, good job. Oh, anything else to talk about today?
No, I think that was it. I just want to, you know, thank Nolan, Roman, and Natalie for coming
out
here.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for coming on again, Roman.
Show. Let's give him a little clap here.
You're more welcome to come on again, man.
Let's clap it up. Give yourselves a hand. Yeah. You guys did a good job.
I hope I did a good enough job. My friends always told me I had a face for radio, so.
Whatever, man. We're all in the same boat here.
Yeah. Radio is made for ugly people who still want to be heard. Anywho, you're only beautiful people in this room right now.
Absolutely.
And on that note, to all you beautiful people out there, this is Rocky Radio. We're about to call it a night here. We'll see you in 2 weeks. What's 2 weeks from today, Vinny? Do the
Someday
math.
Sunday on Wednesday.
It's
we'll
a
see
wicked Wednesday.
Two wicked Wednesdays.
2 weeks
except
from
next
the 15th.
29th.
29th. I'm
we
a math
will see
major.
You on the 29th.
The 29th.
All
It'll
right.
be our last show for the semester. But until then, good night.
Good night.